Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Lebanese officials say Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 11 people and injured dozens in central Beirut as diplomats scramble to broker a ceasefire. The Lebanese health ministry said Saturday's death toll could rise as emergency responders dug through the rubble looking for survivors. Strikes also continued in Gaza on Saturday. Palestinian medics said that Israeli military strikes across the Gaza Strip have killed at least 120 Palestinians over the last 48 hours and hit a hospital on the northern edge of the enclave, wounding medical staff and damaging equipment. Among the dead were seven members of one family whose house was hit overnight in the Zaytun suburb of Gaza City. Abdullah Shaladan is a relative of one of them. They were sleeping. A missile hit them, as you can see. Children, women, and young men. Why? Why? What did these people do? They were sleeping in their homes. Israel's military says it aims to prevent Hamas fighters from waging attacks and regrouping in the area. Local residents say they fear the aim is to permanently depopulate a strip of territory as a buffer zone, which Israel denies. The United Nations annual climate talks were pushed into overtime Saturday as negotiators pressed on to get a deal on money for developing nations to curb and adapt to climate change. German Minister Annalena Baerbock said Germany at least won't accept a deal at the expense of vulnerable nations.
We are in the midst of a geopolitical power play by a few fossil fuel states. Their playing board is the backs of the poorest and most vulnerable countries.
Several countries were left angry and disappointed at the latest proposed deal from the talks on Friday afternoon. That draft pledged $250 billion annually by 2035, but far short of the annual $1 trillion plus dollars that experts say is needed. This is VOA News. The United States expects that thousands of North Korean troops massing in Russia will soon enter combat against Ukraine, Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin told reporters during a stopover in the Pacific nation of Fiji.
Whether or not the North Koreans have been actively engaged in combat, while we've not seen significant reporting of that to date, I said a while ago, a couple of days ago, that there are some 10,000 or so North Korean soldiers in the Kursk region, and they were being integrated into the Russian formation.
South Korean government officials and a research group on Thursday said Russia has provided Pyongyang with oil, anti-air missiles, and economic help in exchange for the troops Washington and Seoul have accused it of sending. A senior Ukrainian military source said Ukraine has lost more than 40% of the territory in Russia's Kursk region that it seized rapidly in a surprise incursion in August as Russian forces have mounted waves of counterassaults. NATO said in a brief statement on Saturday that Secretary General Mark Rutte and U.S. President-elect Donald Trump met Friday in Palm Beach, Florida for talks on global security. It said they discussed the range of global security issues facing the alliance, but gave no details. It appeared to be Rutte's first meeting with Trump since his November 5th election. NATO said Rutte and his team also met with Trump's pick as National Security Advisor, U.S. Representative Michael Waltz, and other members of the president-elect's national security team. The Laotian government on Saturday officially acknowledged the mass poisoning that has killed at least six tourists, pledging it would bring perpetrators to justice. Two Australian teenagers and a British woman died from suspected methanol poisoning after drinking tainted alcohol in Laos. An American man and two Danes also died, although their exact causes of death have not been released. Additionally, a New Zealander has been sickened. In a short statement released to the media, the Lao government said it was profoundly saddened over the loss of lives of foreign tourists in the town of Pyongyang and offered its condolences to the families of the victims. A senior Pakistani police officer says fighting between armed sectarian groups in the country's restive northwest has killed at least 33 people, with a further 18 killed in retaliatory attacks hours later. The violence was the latest to rock Kuram, a district in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, comes days after a deadly gun ambush killed 42 people. The senior police officer said Saturday armed men torched shops, houses, and government property overnight. Gunfire is ongoing between rival Shia and Sunni Muslims. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.